6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Monday, September 12th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, where we've got 10% off detox clay powder all week this week at the Power Mall. And we've got some shout-outs to Kevin M. and Teresa Ryan for your, Teresa's a new listener and supporter. We thank you and welcome so much to the program. She said, glad I found a video from Red Pill on Rumble. And of course, you know, that probably happens, when you connect with us too, because we definitely have the email blast that all you have to do is go on and subscribe to. And if you happen to miss the show, we come right back with you with the email blast the following day, and you can listen to what you missed. And of course, Kevin M., you're just a faithful supporter, and we appreciate that as well. And as far as making contributions to the Power Hour, because we just talked about two shout outs we did here, you can go to the Power Mall or make a donation on the links we send you. The Power Hour radio show basically will stay on the air that way because we try to provide educational interviews, news and articles and solutions, as well as analyses of what's going on in the day's events so we don't get tripped up by psyops and propaganda. And of course, as you know, Mike Lindell and the Power Hour have now come together. Come together. Yep. Shopping at MyPillow now is easy because you've got discount power with Power Hour. When you use Power Hour at checkout at MyPillow.com/Power Hour, you get a discount there, and you can also place your order by calling toll-free 1-800-596-9135 and talk to somebody directly and make sure to tell them Power Hour and that you're a listener, and they're going to give you that perk just for being with us. Facebook, by the way, we're on Facebook and Twitter, Power Hour Nation. And our constant contact pages link is on Power Hour. The Power Mall also on Facebook at the Power Mall. And we're on Truth Social as well, at the Power Hour, at Power Hour Host. Gotta love that. And if you want to listen to the Power Hour by phone, we actually have a phone line. Area code 518-737-0180. And if you are into solutions as far as your gardening goes, because you're hearing about food shortages and wondering what in Hades is going on and you're kind of curious, well, guess what? We have a forum that you can connect with other people. You got to enroll, you got to sign up, and you got to get connected, and you got to get approved, you know, because we just don't want spammers on there trying to sell you their greenhouses or whatever. I mean, once you go on Wayfair or any of these other websites, I mean, they're just bombarding you with chicken coops and greenhouses. And they won't stop until you just, like, disconnect from them. But at the Power Hour Forum here, you can go there when you want without being harassed. And if you leave a message for somebody and you want them to communicate with you, they'll come back to you through the forum and communicate. Easiest way to get there is go to menu when you get to thepowerhour.com, then go to community, and then go to forum and share your gardening tips and tricks and ask other members gardening questions and post photos of your garden. We'll let you do that too. So you can let everybody know whether you have a green thumb or you need a little help. And that's why we have Marjorie Wildcraft here with powerhourfood.com. Solutions, all about that. Mark Morano is going to be on with us. He is an author of a new book called The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. We're going to be talking about the control of our transportation. It's not a fluke. Morano says it's part of an intentional and coordinated effort. I think most of us probably have figured that out already. And we're going to be talking about microchipping your kids. Oh, yeah, that's all part of the Great Reset. That's what they want to do. The 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. That's what they would like you to think. We know better than that. In world news, Charles III, of course, as you know, is now King Charles III. Formally proclaimed sovereign on Saturday morning, and he is also a member of the Committee of 300, folks. Yeah. 73 years old. The question is how long he's going to last. As you know, Kate and William have been traveling around to some of the territories claimed under the British crown and haven't been very well received, and we're kind of wondering where Charles fits into this equation. he's going to have to go and make his presence known, too. Queen Elizabeth did quite a bit of that diplomacy in getting South Africa to stay put and various other countries who wanted to secede. I think the best thing that Charles could do is let all those British territories go. Let them all become independent nations. And, of course, leave the door open, because we know how you control freaks are. You see, I don't know that Charles would do it. It would be nice if he would, but I don't know that he'll do it because he's a control freak. He wants the climate change. He wants the Great Reset. He wants all of that. He's part of the Committee of 300. He knows what Tavistock is. He knows how they control the narrative. So there's no getting around that. And he's not without fault for all the garbage like Prince Andrew, all the crap he pulled hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, Charles is not without fault either. He is not infallible. He's not the Pope. And even popes, I wonder, especially with the garbage that's been coming out of the Vatican of late. And as you know, they've got a banking system there that, you know, they're all part of this as well. Believe it or not, they had to get control of religion. In order to do that, they have to start getting together with all the leaders of that religion and start getting in their head and messing with their head. In China, schools have postponed reopening. Tens of millions are under a new COVID-19 lockdown ahead of the Chinese Communist Party meeting. 21 million residents locked down. And right in the middle of a major earthquake that hit Western China, the death toll right now at 93 and climbing. Much of the damage was concentrated in the Gansu Tibetan Autonomous Region in the province. That's the Sichuan province. 6.8 quake hit there last week. Another 25 people besides the 93 remain missing as of Sunday night. So there you have what's going on key in the world news here. We got a couple of commentaries, and I want to talk about this for a minute because yesterday, as you know, was 9/11. The 21st anniversary of 9/11, and I mean to tell you, I was on social media because all the dedicated anchor people that claim to be telling you the truth are out there pandering their lies again. And they have all of this crazy, crazy stuff going on, which I just don't understand. And so, just one of those things that we have to deal with. And so, 9/11, we have the DV Kid has posted an article, which we are going to send you on the email blast under News with Views. And of course, the 21-year anniversary of 9/11 happened yesterday, and as soon as thousands of innocent human beings died, the cover-up began immediately. The truth about 9/11, who masterminded it, the players, the money. We got four people right now at Gitmo. That one of them apparently has brain damage, but now the Biden administration is looking not to give them the death penalty, but to give them life at Gitmo. My goodness, how that works. That's outside of DV's article here. The same applies to Pearl Harbor, Ruby Ridge, Waco, TWA, Flight 800, Oklahoma City bombing, COVID-19, all of that garbage. So you see, and this is the thing. And by the way, during the Ruby Ridge thing, guess who is in there in the shadow government behind the scenes? Former AG Bill Barr. And, of course, there are people that are saying TWA Flight 800 was brought down by a missile. Do you remember Brookhaven Labs? Those of you who, you need to go look it up. And, of course, we also, from Daily Motion, I sent out much earlier in our show, and I'm talking about weeks ago, the 9/11 Pentagon strike from Daily Motion. If you go on YouTube and go on Daily Motion, Pentagon strike, you'll be able to find that video. It's 5 minutes and 40 seconds long, and it tells you what really happened at the Pentagon. It was not a 757 that hit it. It was a missile fired by an American aircraft to give the perception that we were being attacked by a foreign country that shot down our airplane, that commandeered a 757 and crashed it into the Pentagon. Nope, that did not happen. What I'm thinking here is that that 757 that allegedly crashed into the Pentagon was actually landed at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, and the crew and passengers were disposed of. The plane's numbers were repainted, and it was put back into service. Now you say, Dave, come on, that's a reach. You know what? I talked to people at Naval Intel, and after I mentioned it, they quickly hung up the phone. 20 minutes later, they called me and said, you don't miss a trick, do you? And I said, no, the trick I'm talking about was going on Google Earth and Googling the NASA hangar at the end of the airfield at the northwest corner of Cleveland Hopkins International Airport. They were in the Cleveland VOR when their transponder went out. You got to wonder about that, folks. It's just like people getting on TV, like I saw yesterday reruns, and oh my God, the tower on top of the World Trade Center is imploding. And I went, whoa, 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 stop the tape. What did he just say? It was imploding? A witness is saying the tower on top of the World Trade Center imploded? Well, gee, I wonder why that was. We have all of these physicists out there and structural engineers that are all saying the same thing, and the government's going, no, no, no. Yeah, I hate to say it, but prior to the 9/11 attack, there are reports about the building being cleared out and crews moving in and putting in controlled demolition charges inside the North and South Towers and WTC-7, which nobody, by the way, seems to want to talk about. Remember the BBC leaked that event? 30 minutes before WTC-7 actually came down, they were reporting it, that it crashed, it came down, crumbling down, and nobody knew why. And see, we're so caught up in the rah-rah shishkumba of America and Bushy and everybody else . You got to wonder, Professor Michel Chudovsky, I can't even pronounce his name these days. One day before the 9/11 attacks, as well as on the morning of 9/11, the dad of the sitting president, George Herbert Walker Bush, his father was meeting none other than Shafiq bin Laden, the brother of the alleged terror mastermind, Osama. Alleged. Routine business meeting on September 11th. 10th and 11th, yep. No conflict interest there, right? No relationship with the 9/11 attacks? Yeah, you wonder why all of a sudden all these bin Laden family members were rounded up and flown out of the country right after it happened. And you got to wonder what really happened to Osama bin Laden. Did he die in Tora Bora of a kidney infection? Whose body did they dump at sea and try to make everybody have closure? Hey, it doesn't matter. We got the USA Patriot Act passed, right? You see, all these things come into play and nobody wants to talk about them. It's go along to get along, right? That's a bigger problem here. Go along to get along. Yeah, you see, that is a big problem. We also have another article on about why MAGA Americans are indeed dangerous. There's a checklist there by Lex Green. We've had him on the show before. That, of course, is a pseudonym. And, of course, the DOJ has to keep up this tirade on their panty raid at Mar-a-Lago. Yes, it was a panty raid. We have cross-dressers in the FBI, it looks like, right? I'm putting that in the form of a question, because if you use the word appear or alleged, it pretty much lets you off the hook. But the thing is now the DOJ is alleging that there are more classified records maybe at Mar-a-Lago, and we need to go back in there and have another little fun fest in Melania's closet. Let's all play dress up. See, that's their new trans closet, isn't it? Melania's closet? I mean, how many of these FBI guys hung out with Jeffrey Epstein, too? Gotta wonder about that. How many of them are really sticking to the fidelity, bravery, integrity thing? And how many of them are corrupt? We know the leaders are. The DOJ is. Merrick Garland is a reprobate. Selective prosecution everywhere. Trump's attorneys are arguing that Mar-a-Lago documents might be personal papers, not classified materials. I mean, tax returns, everything. They took like 11,000 documents. His legal team is conceding the documents didn't actually belong to him, some of them. Former president's attorneys, though, are downplaying the national security risk, keeping top secret government records at Mar-a-Lago. Said there's no evidence they'd been improperly shared. But again, they're conceding the documents actually didn't belong to Trump, according to The Guardian. Again, you gotta wonder. Who's Trump associating with? And are they really looking out for his best interest or the government? Are they part of the government's Marxist takeover of America? Because that's what Democrats represent, is Marxism. Meanwhile, as a soft wind blew across the Grandview Terrace of Mount Rushmore National Memorial, Mount Rushmore, you know where that is, millions continue to flock there in spite of the cancel culture. They do not want that monument torn down. Life insurance blowout. Did you hear that story? Adults aged 35 to 44 died at twice the expected rate in 2021. Death claims for adults in that age group were 100% higher than expected in July, August, and September of last year, according to a report by the Society of Actuaries, the Bean Counters. 2.3 million death claims were submitted to life insurance firms last year. Of course, it was right during the COVID-19 pandemic, but nobody's going to blame it on the jab, right? We got some stuff to tell you about that. Meanwhile, Muriel Bowser, the D.C. mayor, is declaring a public emergency over the flood of illegal immigrants from Texas. The city so far, 9,400 illegal aliens from Texas and Arizona. Well, you wanted to know what it feels like on our border? You're a sanctuary city? Mayor Bowser, you reprobate. Why don't you go down to the border, like Governor Abbott invited you to, and look to see what in Hades is going on? Because apparently, you haven't been there yet. Much like Giggles. She hadn't been there yet either. That scarecrow's sidekick in the White House. The one that can't finish a sentence without laughing. Giggles. You know who she is. Why give her any credit? You know, when you promote these people on your radio show, you actually do give them credit. You bring them out in the forefront where people can say, ooh, I hate that woman. You see, we're trying to get around that. So that's why we use nicknames like Scarecrow and Giggles. If he only had a brain. We already know he doesn't have any courage. Watchdog groups are alleging election violations in Florida's 2022 and 2020 elections. Ashley Moody, the AG for the state of Florida, took to the podium and started to present evidence and discussing evidence that they intercepted this grassroots group, presenting evidence showing that almost 1,100 mail-in ballots in Orange County, Florida, were cast from undeliverable addresses in the August 23rd primary election. See, that's just the start of it. Of course, they'll cancel culture, cancel culture, cancel culture. Yeah, let's not let that get out. Yeah, we have put that on social media. Nope, don't do that. If you're going to put it on Truth Social and places where they can't cancel it. Put it on the Power Hour. We do. They can't cancel us. Yeshiva University in New York City is not going to have to recognize the LGBT or LGBT or whatever you want to call it. Let's get Biden to quit student club, at least not for the time being, according to an emergency ruling issued by the U.S. Supreme Court, temporarily blocking a lower court order forcing such recognition. Now they don't have to. Freedom of religion. Yeshiva itself refers to a traditional Jewish religious school. Recognizing the LGBT student organization would violate its religious teaching, according to the school. This is much the same as the guy that refused to bake a cake for a gay couple that wanted him to, and then they sued him because he wouldn't do it, saying their civil rights were violated because he wouldn't bake us a cake. You see, stupid stuff like this goes all the way to the Supreme Court because somebody got their feelings hurt. They could have gone somewhere else and gotten somebody else to bake their cake. Hell, their grandma could have baked them a cake. No, they wanted to go to a professional baker, and they ended up taking him all the way to the Supreme Court, and they lost. Did you know that in August, more than 185,000 illegal immigrant arrests were made at the U.S.-Mexico border? That, according to the CBP, stats obtained by the Epoch Times. Border agents got most of them. Most arrests, about 53,400, just took place in the Del Rio sector, an area of 55,063 square miles in Texas, including 245 miles across or along the Rio Grande River and Lake Amistad at the border. So understand that does not include the gotaways, some of whom may be terrorists. Steve Bannon, of course, is whining again, saying they're trying to take me out of this election. This in response to a new indictment that he schemed to raise money to build border barriers on private land. Oh, my. Yeah, we'll be talking about the media misconduct inspired in the making of My Son Hunter, according to the film director, after our short break here at the bottom of the hour. 28 minutes after Central Time. Monday, September 12th, the day after 9/11. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We'll be back in just a couple. Thank you.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Monday, the day after 9/11. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Hey, did you know the phone lines were open this whole time, and you didn't take advantage of that? 844-769-2944, the number to call. And you could talk about anything we're talking about, or if you've got something that's on your mind or a bone to pick with me, you sure are welcome to do it, because we have freedom of speech here. We're not like Twitter, where people go and use it as a punching bag on other people, and then they get censored if they say the wrong thing that doesn't agree with those cancel culture-minded people over at Twitter, the commie pigs, Orwellians. Same with Facebook and Google. They got their algorithms. Google is just up to no good as far as being able to manipulate elections, allegedly. Imagine being able to sway 20 million votes in somebody's direction. Wow. The story surrounding the Hunter Biden laptop regained the spotlight after Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg admitted the social platform reduced the reach of related posts in the lead up to the 2020 presidential election, following advice from none other than the FBI. See, that's why you can't trust these people. Not one of them. These agents lie, they're told to lie, they're trained to lie. And when they show up on site like they did in Ruby Ridge and Waco, the rules of engagement change. And this is the pattern we have talked about for on this show. And media followed right along with it. It's called media misconduct. And that's why Breitbart and everybody over there decided that they were going to make the movie My Son Hunter. And there are a number of reasons, but the primary is the way the media covered it up. Now they're going to bring it to the forefront and everybody's watching. Meanwhile, Supreme Court's John Roberts, she's saying that politicians and the public should not influence decisions. Hey, John, it's a little late for that, don't you think? The time to talk about that was when the leak of the Alito opinion got out. You know, when that happened, that's when you should have said something, not now. You're a little late, sir. I'm going to point that out as a paralegal, looking at the legal equations here, because I analyze the news being a card-carrying news person. The Heritage Foundation, meanwhile, now I want you to take this with a grain of salt. because the Heritage Foundation is connected to Tavistock and they're driving one end of the spectrum against the other. They're part of the divisiveness here. So I want you to understand that we analyze a lot of this stuff, and Heritage Foundation, the first time we found out about that, and thank God our listeners out there like Alan in Texas called up when we had one of our Heritage speakers on and cornered him, and boy, he didn't want anything, any part of it. Heritage Foundation's part of Tavistock, folks. And they released an inaugural Education Freedom Report card last weekend, ranking Florida the highest and D.C. the lowest. And this is really funny. It says among all states. See, here's the rub. D.C. is not a state. It's the seat of the nation's capital. But it says Florida is the highest, followed by Arizona and Idaho. And the lowest on the list was D.C., New York, and New Jersey. As far as garbage education. But see, D.C. is not a state. This is part of the garbage, you see, that the Heritage Foundation Center for Education Policy is putting out. The report card is really about assessing the power parents have in directing their kids' learning. And so you can see how children in Virginia got their situation changed because of the fact that parents stood up and some of them got tackled and thrown to the ground because they protested at school board meetings. And all of a sudden the FBI is showing up at parents' homes in Colorado and various other places, intimidating them, handcuffing them, threatening them. You see, when you have all of this dual standard going on in America, stuff happens we don't like. And of course, California Republican Party Vice Chairwoman Harmeet Dhillon told Fox News that within 24 hours of a political reporter's Twitter post claiming the FBI is ready to serve warrants, three of our clients did either get search warrants or subpoenas, and these subpoenas are extremely broad. She's saying that homes of Trump supporters may soon be raided by the FBI. So if you've got anything to hide and you are a Trumper, find another location for it. And you can plead the fifth, and you don't have to answer questions. You don't have to do anything, because the FBI, when they come in there with that extremely overbroad warrant, remember the case U.S. versus Leary. Please write that down. Go look it up on Google or whatever. Google search. There is a Google Scholar is a free website you can look up court cases on. Google Scholar. And look up U.S. versus Leary. It's a Colorado case where the IRS came in and served warrants and took stuff they didn't need. And that became an issue in court. That's a 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals opinion. U.S. versus Leary, L-E-A-R-Y. Now, why do I say this? Because one, I'm a paralegal. Two, I'm watching the foreclosure industry just about to blow the lid again. I'm getting contacts by attorneys who want to pay me to analyze their cases and tell them where we're wrong or they're wrong, and where they need additional shoring up, which I am doing right now with an attorney out of Atlanta. I'm in Texas, they're in Atlanta. It doesn't matter where they are. They could be in California. I'm getting calls from people all over the United States. I got calls from Kansas, from an attorney unit. He used to be the attorney for the state of Kansas, the U.S. attorney for the District of Kansas, the federal district, the U.S. attorney. His staff is calling me, asking me stuff. That's how crazy this is, folks, because of the research I've done. So, you know, when we're talking about legalese and legal stuff, you have to regard what the government is saying with a grain of salt. It is a big problem. Hey, my guy, Sheriff Grady Judge, Grady Judd, he issued a press release late last week. They have popped 160 people, including a police officer, a Disney employee, and school teachers throughout Central Florida as part of a seven-day multi-agency undercover prostitution investigation. Wow. You know, Grady Judd, I'm a member of the Florida Sheriff's Association, by the way. I support them financially. It's been that way since 2012 when I moved down there to take care of my ailing mother. And I still am because I believe in what they're doing. Online prostitution, that industry enables traffickers and allows for the continued victimization of those who are being trafficked, according to the sheriff. He is the one that told all of his residents of Polk County that if Antifa comes to your county and kicks in your door, shoot them. Blow them to kingdom come. My kind of guy. You know, he's not going to arrest anybody for self-defense. I wish all sheriffs would be like him. Well, there are a few, the ones that Richard Mack has managed to get a hold of. Life for border ranchers, by the way. They are coming forward to talk about all the damage that are being caused by these invaders who are assaulting them, beating and assaulting their dogs, destroying their fences, their wells, their property. Yeah. And of course, they're finding dead bodies, even though Customs and Border Patrol have told people, they've warned them, please do not cross the Rio Grande. You are risking life and limb. They're still coming. Yeah, we got to, can somebody please write me some lyrics to the Beverly Hillbillies song about, listen to my story about a man named Joe. Poor White House flunky that's acting like a hoe. I don't know. Write me some lyrics that we can use and sing to that. That would be a fun exercise, wouldn't it? And for those of you who are, and we always got to get back to this. We always have to get back to this. That's why the phone lines are open, because you can chime in on anything we're talking about right now. There is a new merchant code that's been approved for credit card purchases for guns and ammo. Did you know? So here's the thing. If you're going to buy guns or ammo, you'll have to go to your bank, withdraw cash, and pay for it in cash. Because now the International Organization for Standardization, or ISO, an independent non-governmental body based in Geneva, Switzerland, that creates standards across various industries, including the financial services industry, has approved the new merchant category for, it's a code for gun and ammo stores. According to an announcement from Amalgamated Bank, a New York-based bank that had applied to the ISO for that merchant category code. We want to track gun purchases. We want to track ammo purchases. We want to know who has it so we know where to go take it. You see, this is all part of this. It's a win for gun control advocates. Visa, MasterCard, American Express plan to start separately categorizing sales at gun stores. Imagine that, opening up your credit card statement and seeing that split off, and here's what you bought at the gun store in a separate column. And you know they're going to turn it over to the feds. They're all cutthroat, yet we're all acclimated into the convenience of using credit cards. Well, I guarantee you, you can't buy guns and ammo at Home Depot or Lowe's, can you? So if you've got one of their credit cards, maybe you should be trying to find plate steel and other things you can reinforce your safe room with. They definitely won't know what that's being used for, will they? Quarter-inch plate steel will repel most rounds, did you know? There's also another thing you can go on YouTube and look up. It's called Ballisticrete. You remember the term ballistics? Well, they've named it after the substance that you trowel on your house. It's about an inch and a half thick, and it will repel a 50 caliber round. Now, will it repel a bunker buster? No. Do you think the U.S. military has the capability of unloading a bunker buster on your home? Yes, they sure do. Remember little sleepy Joe Scarecrow saying, oh, yes, F-15, F-15, F-15. He can't get that out of his head. This is what happens when you have dementia, folks, and you constantly repeat yourself over and over and over again. And you say stupid stuff. like anybody that's a MAGA supporter is an enemy of the state. So I guess we have all these enemies of the state listening to our show. You domestic terrorist, you. I take all this lightly, you know, because when they come at me with a name calling, I'm just like, look, is that the best you got? Bring the data, folks, or don't bring it. Save your little rhetoric for Twitter, you moron. Is that the best you got? Really, that's what I always say. I start laughing. I'm going, is that the best you got? Well, you know, see, they expect you to respond in kind. When they scream and yell at you, they expect you to retort in the same way. They want you to scream back. If you start laughing and pointing fingers at them and laughing, they just don't know what to do with themselves. You start talking softly and you all start laughing when they start name calling. What do you think they're going to do? Yeah, American Express, believe it or not, don't use that card to buy guns and ammo. They're going to work with all their third-party processors and partners to implement the new merchant category code. You see, pretty soon, Visa, MasterCard, American Express probably should not be part of your credit card arsenal. I would be and I'm going to tell you an interesting story because stories are cool here, and you can't, it's not like I'm giving you legal advice, but I'm going to tell you a little story because people like stories. There was a guy that went out and got himself $150,000 worth of credit cards. Got it? He decided, well, here's a good way because I don't have to go out and take a mortgage because then they can foreclose. But see, credit cards are unsecured debt in bankruptcy court. You going where the story is here? Are you going there? Yeah. Well, you know what he did? He built himself a $150,000 house, moved him and his girlfriend in it, and filed for bankruptcy. They couldn't take the house. And all that debt got discharged. Yep, he can't get another mortgage from Fannie and Freddie for 3.5 years. Is he worried? Nope. He's got himself a house free and clear. Then he put it in a trust. Now his name's not even on the house. I like to tell stories. Interesting what people did, right? For those of you dealing in Remix that want a copy of a restricted endorsement on a check made payable to the Remix, they can't cash it. I've got a guy in Florida right now that sent me a copy of his 3 checks he wrote to the Remix to pay for attorney's fees. They've all been returned, uncashed. They can't cash them. The Remix is closed. Ding dong, the Remix dead. Dun, dun, dun. You know why that is? Because IRS code, Internal Revenue Code, Section 860G et sequium says Remix can only stay open for 1 year, then they close. Who's the servicer paying, by the way? The investors. The Remix closed, but the servicer's paying the investors. Principal and interest, whether you make your payment or not. That's what the law says in the Remix. Did you know that? If you go online to sec.gov or secinfo.com, I subscribe to both, and you can look up if you go to the land records and you find out that a Remix owns your house, and you know that because it says U.S. Bank is trustee for HSBC Bank. NAUSANA as trustee for some bank as trustee for Deutsche Bank. I call them douche bank as trustee for some certificate holders of some series of Remix trusts 2006-HE5. And see, when you see something like that on an assignment inside of your chain of title, you can go to any one of these 2 websites that I just gave you because we're all about solutions here, and I'm giving you what I do as an independent paralegal researcher. I go into the websites and I look up and I read these big, long, convoluted prospectuses. It's called a 424 B as in boy, small b in parentheses, the number 5 in parentheses prospectus. 424 B5 prospectus. You go in there and you look at all the stuff in there, the closing date, the cutoff date, the distribution date when investors start getting their payments. And then there's this little section called advances. It's inside of every single REMIC that's been established out there. They're common law trusts established in New York and Delaware. And all of these trusts basically tell the servicer, you have to make the payments on the 25th day of every month, principal and interest, to the investors, whether the borrower pays the payment or not. Ah, did you know that? See, that in itself. Now, you don't believe me? Go look it up. I mean it. Don't just take my word for it. Go do the research. Go to any of the REMICs there and look up the 424B5 prospectus. Save it as a PDF. And on the search bar of the PDF, type in advances and go look. I'm not lying. Whether you make your mortgage payment or not, the servicer still has to pay it on the 25th day, generally, of every month under the distribution date to the investors. And you see, what started the 2008 financial collapse, which I explain in my book, Clouded Titles, which is available at the Power Mall, is how the whole thing came down, starting with Lehman Brothers. Oh, yeah. Bear Stearns, all of them. The whole thing came tumbling down like a house of cards because they were over-leveraged in securities, and it's all because in 1999, Slick Willie signed the Graham-Leach-Bliley bill into law. And it basically repealed the Glass-Steagall Act, which was done in conjunction with the Securities Act of 1934, which said the banks cannot play in the securities markets. And that story is all in grave detail in the book Clouded Titles, which I wrote in 2010. It's the second book I wrote, past the Credit Restoration Primer, which is the first book I wrote. That book also is available at the Power Mall, which teaches you how to clean up your credit. How to literally clean off your entire credit bureau report so that nothing shows up and nobody knows any of your credit history. Yeah, we've had people do it. There's a method to that madness too, folks. If you don't know your rights, you don't have any. And here we are, Robert Epstein. He's a Harvard-trained psychologist. He's exposed Google, how they manipulate public opinion through their search engine so they can change the results of elections and many other important areas. He's got a report. That link is on our email blast. Oh, you have to subscribe to that. A Spanish court, meanwhile, has imprisoned a man to 10 years after he was found guilty of doing what? Cyberbullying. He encouraged a 17-year-old kid to take his own life, and the kid did it. Used WhatsApp. Yeah, so much for tech. We have some counterpunches under the health category. A Texas man came out as transgender. He went and got breast implants, then later had them removed. He took drugs. Yeah. He was convinced that with enough surgery and estrogen injections, look, I could become a woman. All I need to do is shave and get a boob job and get estrogen injections, and I could become a woman. That is a theory which he blames on his own cognitive dissonance. It's his own mistake, a theory he now believes is impossible. But he says, Abel Garcia said I was sold a lie. He's 25 years old. He said the lie was sold so well through doctors and other medical professionals, pharmaceutical companies, surgeons, and everyone that I believed it. He blames that on his own cognitive dissonance. He was so deep into the rabbit hole, he wasn't willing to accept the possibility of being wrong. You see, that's what they do, folks. This is what the TG movement is trying to do, is convince you to go out and cut off all your sexual parts and become the opposite sex so you're totally confused and you don't know what the hell you're doing. And join their ranks, of course, and let's all believe that men can get pregnant. These people are not with the side of God, folks. Not. There's also an article under our health section under the poorly understood role of copper in anemia. We've got Power Hour recommendations for you on zinc and copper renatured, Mother Earth Minerals Healthy Balance. And of course, you know, I got another reminder about Paul Harvey's If I Were the Devil. It's a YouTube video. Go on there and check that out if you would. Bone Active Capsules also we've got on the Power Mall. These are our recommendations if you are worried about that article we're talking about. Broccoli compound also may boost cognitive function, and I'll tell you, we talked about this on our show before. It's called sprouting. Sulforaphane is just one of broccoli's claims to fame, and older adults experience better cognitive function with it, and you can get it by growing broccoli sprouts. They contain up to 50 times the amount of chemoprotective compounds and are easily grown indoors, so now you have no excuse. Eat them raw. There's also an article. Oh, I felt so good when I read this. Dr. Mercola put it out there. Does coffee dehydrate you? It's a rumor. Dr. Mercola is saying drinking even a moderate amount of coffee each day will not lead to dehydration. In fact, habitual male drinkers may enjoy the same hydration from coffee as they do from water. Good. I'm going to go get a third cup during our break here at the top of the hour because we're coming up to the break. You always knew I had a catch in that, right? Air quality is worsening as 94 fires are burning across the western U.S. Germany finally realizes without energy, no economy can run, so they're going back to fossil fuels. There's also an article on the best 9 meat rabbits for raising, according to taste, weight, and meat-bone ratio. You know they're healthier to eat rabbit than it is chicken? I know it sounds gross. I'm raising Californians. What about you? COVID data leaks, by the way, are revealing disturbing facts about the instability of mRNA. You know, that little junk that floats around your whole damage. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All that stuff is on our email blast. You're going to get, please, if you're not getting it, you need to sign up and get it. We're going to be back after the top of the hour break with Mark and Ron. I'll talk about the next set here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.